Welcome back to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's tech time with KI Technology Group. They take care of all of our computer needs here in studio and at our home office. Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group. Linda, how are you?
I'm great, Tony, and you?
I'm doing very well. I've got two questions for you. First of all, this revolves around an email we received. How do you know that the technician that you're working with is qualified and that they're doing the work that they're supposed to be doing in an efficient time?
Well, that can sometimes be a little bit tricky, and sometimes it's even hard for me to figure out with my own staff if they've done the job in the time that it should have taken. Every situation is a little bit different. There are a number of certifications that technicians can get. Some are offered by CompTIA, which is the industry trade organization. They offer vendor-neutral certifications that technicians can get. And then there are a number of additional certifications that various vendors such as Microsoft offer. And so if you're concerned about that, you can ask your technician what certifications they have. Of course, having the certifications is really no guarantee that the technician is good, because some people are very good at book learning but may not be good at putting it into practice. So if you're working with someone and you're really concerned about whether or not they're doing the job they should be doing, you could always have another company come in and do an assessment to see what they think the state of your network is, to see if your existing company is doing the job they should be doing. Also, if the technicians are fixing the same thing over and over and over again, that would certainly be a sign that maybe they don't know what they're doing and they're not fixing the underlying cause.
I think another sign could be the following, which I've experienced twice. I've had to call KI to get out of situations that I punched my way into, and within a matter of seconds, they had me do several different things to do that. So I would imagine if you're continuing to call back and getting help, and you know that the help is working in a pretty quick time, that you're at the right place.
Right. And if they've handled most issues the first time you've called, and now you have an issue that you're having to have them work on repeatedly, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not good technicians. It may just mean that the situation you're having is something more complicated that you've had in the past. And you know, sometimes things don't stay fixed, or they work for a while and they break again. So it's kind of just the way it is, unfortunately.
Linda, I had the owner of a small business, a new small business in Okemos, call me and heard you on the program last week, and she wanted to know a little bit more about the process of getting her information on a cloud. She's got a new business, but she's afraid if something should happen, she wouldn't know where to start from unless she had this information backed up and stored on a cloud. What's the process for that? How's that work?
Well, if you're a little bit tech savvy, you can research the options for putting your information in the cloud. Depends a little bit on whether she just wants to back up what she has on her computers to the cloud, in which case there's, you know, do-it-yourself options such as Mozy is one, Carbonite is another one. They don't happen to be our favorites, and you have to understand what their limitations are. If you want to actually host your data in the cloud so you could access it from different locations, that's a little bit different solution. There are a number of companies that have cloud storage available, and you can just copy files to the cloud and you can use them right off of that cloud drive. If she's really not sure and she wants someone to handle the details, I'd recommend that she call a company like KI, explain what she wants, what she's concerned about, and have them recommend a solution and implement it for her.
You mentioned you had some concerns about Carbonite and Mozy. What are they?
The issues around those have to do with what happens if you need your data back. You will have to transmit the data back just like you transmitted it there in the first place. And that can take a long time, so depending on how quickly you need the data back, it just may not be a good solution for you. Some customers that we've worked with that have implemented those solutions have noticed that there's a bit more overhead on their computer than they would like, so that can be another problem. So it just kind of depends on the situation. And both of those solutions, if you're going to implement those, then you need to be able to figure out, if you're going to do it on your own, you need to be able to figure out how to deal with them and know that they're working or not.
Linda, does that happen often of people taking their information perhaps with one system on the cloud and going to another?
You mean like moving it from one service to another?
Yeah, or transferring that information back.
Well, if you're backing up your data to the cloud and your workstation or your laptop crashes, then you're certainly going to want to get it back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes depending on how much you're backing up, sometimes the initial backup may take a day to complete. Well, are you willing to set up a new machine? Can you wait a day to send it back? Or would you like to have a better way to do it than that?
All right, Linda, and if people want more information about this, how can they get a hold of you at KI?
They can give me a call at 517-333-6540.
All right. Thanks so much, Linda.
You're welcome, Tony.
Linda Lynch, the president of KI Technology Group. They, of course, take care of all of our computer needs here in studio as well as at the home office, and KI Technology Group based out of East Lansing. We appreciate them greatly on Tech Time. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show and more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.